When Rachel Jackson, a working mom in Buffalo, invented a wearable device that makes nursing mothers more comfortable, she contacted Launch New York for help getting her product to market.
I can't stress enough how much Launch New York has done for us.
She formed Rachel's Remedy in 2014, and 2 years later, the medical device company received a $50,000 investment from Launch New York's seed fund.
So now we're selling nationally, and we're about to go global with one of our products, so we're really excited about that.
Launch New York's headquartered on the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus.
Our mission is specifically to help high growth potential businesses on behalf of creating a thriving economy. But the second piece that we are constantly working on is creating a self-sustaining and robust entrepreneurial ecosystem.
Marnie Levine, Launch New York's president and CEO, points out that Kauffman Foundation reports show net new job growth in the U.S. is mostly due to high-growth companies less than 5 years old.
So if we are not in a community that has new businesses spawning every day, literally, we are not going to be in a position to be a thriving community in the future. We're well aware of the loss of industry, the loss of population. Entrepreneurship and high growth potential innovation-based businesses really are the key to our future.
Launch New York's a nonprofit venture development organization with partners in Rochester, Syracuse, Binghamton, and Ithaca. Since starting in 2012, Levine says they've helped hundreds of businesses across upstate's 27 westernmost counties.
We now have 18 entrepreneurs and residents who provide free one-on-one tailored business support and coaching to high growth potential companies. At any given time, in a year, we'll be servicing over 200 companies across that region, all sectors.
Jackson says her company's entrepreneur and residents helped with day-to-day financial matters, manufacturing, and getting FDA clearance.
The mentoring that we've gotten through Launch New York has just been an incredible resource for us. I can't imagine all the different places we would have had to go for that, or how we would have even found people like that to talk to.
Along with mentoring, Launch New York started offering seed funding, or high-risk capital, in March 2016. Levine says, unlike other states, 50% of their funding is from the federal government. The other half is from private investors, including the Ralph Wilson Foundation. She says the goal is to attract investors who want to see businesses grow here.
There are many different ways that you can help these entrepreneurs. Money is an important part, but also experts and experienced business and industry input is absolutely vital.
And she believes the philanthropy motive is starting to grow.
And in fact, that spirit of Buffalo rising up from the Rust Belt reputation and frankly all the cities and rural areas in our region, there is a real love of these areas by people who grew up here or went to school here. And those individuals are very much wanting to figure out how can they give back to their community.
Their portfolio includes a variety of businesses. In the seed fund's first year, the nonprofit invested in 17 companies, and Levine says about a half a dozen received co-investment.
We know that having those kinds of dollars going into deals that have been vetted and assisted, curated by us, that's where we will continue to attract investors who want to see the businesses grow here, and we'll continue to fuel that activity.
Jackson, who's working on her third product, says when she came up with her first idea, she never envisioned having a whole line of medical devices.
Launch New York, the entrepreneurs and residents and vet support network has been so important to our growth. People think of Buffalo and they don't realize really what's going on here with the entrepreneurial community, but I have seen it grow so much since I was practicing law and working with small companies. It just didn't exist 10 years ago like it does now, so it's really exciting to be a part of it.
Levine says entrepreneurship in Western New York is still in its earliest stages, and it's open to everyone. She says she hopes others catch the fever. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.